Norden Mohammed Top, a Malaysian fugitive, has escaped a four-year-long police hunt by continually drawing on different groups of radicals since he helped carry off the Bali nightclub bombings in 2002. Norden and members of the regional terror network Jemaah Islamiyah, or JI, have usually been blamed for a string of attacks in Indonesia that have killed dozens since the deadly 2002 bombings. But a new report says that since 2003, Norden has formed a new group of loyal militants from outside of Jemaah Islamiyah in order to launch his attacks. Sydney Jones of the International Crisis Group, who authored the report, explains how Norden has used not just JI members, but a wide range of contacts from around Java and from scenes of religion-inspired violence as Ambon and Poso.
He's made use of people who've graduated from JI, or he has used contacts that he's made through the JI structure in East Java. But in addition to the people who came out of JI, he's also just used personal contacts. So it's a question of taking one person who works for him and working through that person's contacts, which often were people who were veterans of Ambon or Poso.
A week ago, Norden narrowly evaded arrest when police raided a house in Wonosobo in central Java. Two key militants were killed and another two arrested. Jones says that last week's raid likely inflicted a serious blow to Norden's network, which was already weakened. But more attacks still can't be ruled out.
I would think it would be much more difficult because he lacks the communication ability, he lacks the people, and it's pretty clear that he lacks the money to actually mount a major operation. But one of the characteristics of this man is every single time police arrested major figures in the team shortly before the operation took place, and it didn't deter him in the slightest. So he's got this ability to keep going.
Jones warns that even if Norden himself were arrested, the network of jihadists he has self-established and trained could be used by other militants still at large. Marianne Carney for VOA News, Jakarta.